Hello, this is Pete Beck III with ThirdPeter.com. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part of my Discipleship Foundation series. This is chapter 53, entitled Meditation on God's Word. The Word of God is alive and powerful and deserves time and attention spent meditating on it. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires." That's the New Living Translation. Jesus said that his words are spirit and life in John 6:63. The words of the Bible were inspired by the Holy Spirit when they were written, 2 Timothy 3:16. They become alive to us when the Spirit helps us to understand, believe, and act on them. God's words impart God's life to us. In Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." God's words have the power to change us from the inside out through a process Paul called the renewing of the mind. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." New Living Translation. We participate in the process of transformation when we meditate on the Word and allow it to permeate our lives while asking the Holy Spirit to be our teacher by opening its meaning to us, imparting its life, and helping us to put it into practice. John 14:26 records these words of our Lord, "But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you." God spoke the following to his servant Joshua when he was given the responsibility of leading Israel. Joshua 1:8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success." New American Standard Bible. The Bible has the power to stir faith in our hearts. Therefore, and I'm reading now from 1 Thessalonians 2:13, "Therefore, we never stop thanking God that when you received his message from us, you didn't think of our words as mere human ideas. You accepted what we said as the very word of God," which of course it is. "And this word continues to work in you who believe." New Living Translation. The more we meditate on the Word, the more our faith will grow, because faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the Word of Christ. Romans 10:17. God's Word guides us on the path of life and reveals God's mind and heart to us. Psalm 119:105 says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." New American Standard Bible. But we are unlikely to access the profound depths of God's Word without meditating on it. The Hebrew concept of meditation is nothing like what is advocated by various Eastern religions. Biblical meditation is not an emptying of the mind. Instead, it involves turning the scriptures over and over in our thoughts, much as meat is turned as it roasts upon a spit. Biblical meditation also contains the idea of muttering or talking out loud to ourselves as we think or perhaps recite the verses in the act of memorizing or recalling them from memory. As we meditate prayerfully upon Scripture, the Holy Spirit speaks to our hearts and gives deeper understanding. The psalmist describes this process in the following passage from Psalm 119:27. Make me understand the way of your precepts, so I will meditate on your wonders. New American Standard Bible. The same author told his readers that wisdom and understanding come to the one who practices the spiritual discipline of meditation. Psalm 119, verses 97 to 100 says, "Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. And I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed your precepts." New American Standard Bible. The Holy Spirit nurtures a love for God's Word in our hearts. The words of the Bible become a source of joy as the Holy Spirit causes them to come alive inside of us. Jeremiah 15:16 says, "When I discovered your words, I devoured them. They are my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God of heaven's armies." New Living Translation. When we meditate on God's word, it motivates us to obedience, which brings blessings. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3 says, Let me begin again. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his meditation, and his in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. New American Standard Bible. Jesus is the living word, the eternal logos. We cannot afford to live without daily drinking from its depths and partaking of its sustenance. Jesus said, "People do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Matthew 4:4. If we regularly practice the spiritual discipline of meditation on God's word, we will grow spiritually and be continually led by God's Spirit. Meditating on God's word is one of the most basic spiritual disciplines a Christian must practice. We never get too mature to need to do this. Here are some suggestions for doing this. Read the Bible daily. There are several ways to read the scriptures. We can simply read through the Bible. We can also read and study it topically. Another method is to do word studies, where we see how words are used in the Bible. Perhaps the most desirable way to study is devotionally. In this way of studying, we ask the Holy Spirit to teach us what He wants us to receive, believe, and do. Secondly, ask the Holy Spirit to be our teacher. He is the one sent by God to give us revelation and understanding. He is the one who inspires faith in our hearts and does transformation work in our lives. When he teaches us, the word burns inside us, so to speak. Luke 24:32. Keep a journal where you can record questions and insights you have regarding what you read. You can also notate anything you believe God speaks to your heart. We might think that we will remember everything, but that's highly unlikely. In my case, I often make notes in my Bible, in the margins. Memorize verses and passages. This is a great aid in the meditation process. Think long and hard in a prayerful state of mind. about what you read. Next, ask God to show you how to apply what you read to your life. Ask the Spirit to help you obey what the Bible teaches. And lastly, use Bible study aids to assist you in your study. A great one is to have a computer program that provides instant access to various versions and notes, allows you to do quick searches, and shows you what the original Greek and Hebrew words mean. Other resources are commentaries, expository dictionaries, Bible encyclopedias, and books. The NIV and ESV study Bibles are wonderful resources which pull together many of these resources into one location. Listen to teachings from trusted teachers and read books by good authors. Your pastor may be able to recommend some excellent books for you. Thank you for listening.